Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and board correctly. The roof is on fire. This is your way to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and board correctly. This station is not responsible for injury. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, with America's favorite here's your host, rock star, 100% Raw, the entertainment capital of the world, America's Vegas, the What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% Raw Truth, 100% American made, the Warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Opening act, yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets to man the microphone for the first 60 minutes while Wayne takes all of the same supplements they gave Joe Biden for the State of the Union to come out swinging, fired up. No, Wayne doesn't take anything. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, and he is doing stuff at such a technical level, nobody really knows exactly what that is, and that's the way he likes it. My name is Lee Elsie, L-E-E. E-L-C-I. I have a website, leelcie.com. Take a look at that. Also, YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube page. Try to post a video. Usually they're 90 seconds, a couple of 90-second videos every day. Taken from a monologue or two. Would appreciate that. That would be fantastic. You can email me, leelcieradio@gmail.com. That would be great as well. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with one of my favorite guests, Colonel Rob Simmons. He's a former congressman and also a former CIA agent. We're going to get into the ineptness of Joe Biden, so we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. I want to talk about something that I talked about earlier in the week on my own show in Connecticut. On Tuesday, I had to go to, not me personally, but I had to take a family member to an operation appointment. Now, it's about a 40-minute ride from where I live to Hartford. And so I had a family member getting a surgery done in Hartford. I also had another family member who was in the hospital in ICU in New Haven. So Hartford's about maybe an hour from where I live. New Haven's about 45 minutes from where I live. And in between both of them, it maybe takes you about 45 minutes to get from Hartford to New Haven. Anyway, to give you a little geography. But that's really not the most important part of the story. The important part of the story is you look around the country. And again, I'm broadcasting from little Connecticut. Little teeny weeny Connecticut. And everyone thinks of Connecticut with, you know, cows and fields and, you know, old New England charm, etc. Connecticut has a couple of cities, and Bridgeport would be one. New Haven's another. Hartford's another. And I haven't really taken time to walk around these cities recently. So I, being in both cities, I decided to take a walk around both cities. I mean, the surgery was going on for one of my family members, so I decided to take a walk around the hospital. And the other one, when I was there, I decided to take a walk around that hospital just to sort of get a little fresh air and a feel for what's going on in that community, or at least in that city. And I'll tell you, man, I got behind the microphone the next day so disappointed, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're talk show hosts. That's what I do. It's what Wayne does. You out there are patriotic listeners. You know, you're paying attention to Wayne every single night because he has a message for you. And you, for the most part, probably agree with that message about, you know, God and freedom and doing the right thing. And that's what it's all about. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching the surrounding areas surrounding this hospital, or these two hospitals, because there's a big hospital in Hartford and another big hospital in New Haven. One's Hartford Hospital, the other's Yale New Haven, which is associated with the university, Yale University. And I'm walking around the blocks, or just up and down these blocks. And it's the middle of the day in Hartford, Connecticut, the capital of Connecticut. And there's dozens of homeless people. Block by block, you know, there's three or four here, there's three or four there, there's two down the street, there's a couple over here, and there's a bunch of people on the street, just middle-aged men, not middle-aged men who were infirmed or were crippled in any way, looked like they were of sound mind and body, at least body, and none of them working. Just hanging out, just soaking it up. Middle of the day, Hartford, Connecticut. Homeless people everywhere. You can feel the criminal element walking the streets of Hartford. Hartford, which is, again, a tiny city in the spectrum of this country. But as you walked block by block from the hospital setting, it didn't let up. Every street corner, homeless people. Run-down buildings, dilapidated businesses, storefronts closed down. And it's my first look at Hartford in maybe a year or so. I'm thinking to myself, man, what has happened? I get behind this microphone every day, fight for freedom and opportunity. The United States of America, how great we are. So I spent my time in Hartford, got my family member, got them to their house. Back out on the road again, was going to go visit in New Haven. So I spent the whole day in either hospitals or surrounding a hospital. So I decided to do the same thing in New Haven. Let me take a walk around New Haven and see what the cityscape is there. And I saw the same thing. Now, New Haven's a smaller city, but the same thing. Street after street, homeless people everywhere. And you could feel the crime. In fact, I almost watched two people get in a fight over somebody cutting somebody off on the road. Something stupid, literally, coming to blows in the middle of the street for nothing. The violence, the anger, everywhere, just seeping through the pores of both of these cities. And I couldn't help but imagine, here they are, two small cities in the grand scheme of the cityscapes of the United States of America. Hartford is a freckle on the rear end of New York or L.A. And I can't really come to grips of thinking that Hartford and New Haven are so terrible. Imagine what it's like in New York where all of these illegal aliens have migrated to. Or even worse, L.A., where it's just a city that's been run amok for decades and is nothing but a shadow of what it once was, and the crime. And again, the homelessness, the drug addiction. The United States of America has become a third world country. This once majestic land, sea to shining sea, has fallen apart in front of our eyes. And we're witnessing it. We've got a chance to witness this disgusting collapse of the United States. A giant chunk of the population has decided to cash in the chips. They don't work. And that growing community of people who have decided not to work, they've essentially become sponges or parasites on the rest of society. I can't take this anymore. And again, let me just... I know I'm sort of beating this into the ground. And I'm beating this into the ground because I feel like nobody's really understanding what I'm saying when I say this. You look at other countries, and I'll point to Dubai for argument's sake. You look at Dubai, and I don't profess to know anything special about Dubai. I just know what I see in videos and pictures. But it looks clean. It certainly looks modernistic. And I think about all the money that we have wasted as a nation in the last 25 years. And I keep going back to this number of $25 trillion we've thrown away in the last 25 years. What amazing achievements we could have gotten for that $25 trillion. what kind of infrastructure would we have? Bullet trains all over the place, skyscrapers to the moon. And yet we have nothing. We've had the opposite effect. We've had a collapse. Essentially, we're going in the wrong direction. Our infrastructure is crumbling, and they threw $1 trillion at it in the last infrastructure package, which is a fraction of a fraction of what we probably could have built if we had just decided to really put our efforts and our resources into doing the right thing instead of squandering not only hundreds of billions but trillions of dollars funding proxy wars and nonsense and COVID and all that we lost in the last two decades. It's disappointing because we could have had those skyscrapers to the moon. We could have had clean cities. Everybody could have been working. We could have attacked drug addiction and wiped out homelessness to a certain extent. You would only be homeless if you wanted to be. We could have done all of those things in the last 20 years, but we decided to do nothing. We decided to go in reverse. We decided to, instead of elevate other folks, we decided to knock ourselves down to the level of other third world countries. Think about that. America was once this amazing land of opportunity. The streets were supposed to be paved in gold. That's not the way it is anymore. We have given up that opportunity. We have squandered that chance. We don't get another chance. We can't squander another $20 trillion. We can't even pump $20 trillion into our own system. But imagine if we had. Imagine how wonderful things would have been had we decided to take care of America first. Would have been remarkable. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses, including include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. The Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. They've created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use promo code WAR15 at checkout. 15% off at warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15.
All right, welcome back, USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us. Wayne, of course, will be here at the top of the hour. It's a Friday, the Friday before St. Paddy's Day. Christopher's probably already half in the bag, so don't check in with him. You know, and in this crazy world that we live, and all of the horrible things that go on, and we watch this unfolding war between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza, Hamas in particular in Gaza. I ran across this this piece of information today, and I was sort of not blown away, but it goes to show you exactly what type of people you're dealing with when you're dealing with Hamas and these terror groups. So listen to this. Report is, because of contacts with Israel, and that's in quotation marks, Hamas eliminated the head of a clan in the Gaza Strip. So Hamas executed the crown prince of the Dagash clan, which sits in the north of the Gaza Strip and holds a lot of ammunition, after it was recently reported that Israel had been in talks with the heads of clans in the Gaza Strip so that they would supervise the aid to the Gazans. So Israel talks with these heads of the clans so that when they give food and supplies, they get to where they're supposed to get to, negotiating with them. Hamas finds out, executes this prince. And as soon as this happened, other clans in Gaza issued a statement declaring that they still support Hamas and will not cooperate with Israel. So first they tell everybody that the Israelis can't control the lives of Palestinians in Gaza. Then we find that local Palestinians do just that. Hamas goes out and assassinates them. Imagine you're supposedly playing for the same team, yet you have a conversation about aid and you get assassinated. That is why Israel must completely dismantle and destroy Hamas, because they're just inherently evil. There's no good in this group. There's no reasoning. There's no bargaining. There's no negotiating. None of it. So everyone who's aligned themselves with the Palestinians in Gaza, and you watch the manufactured or manipulated, to say the least, news on the CNNs and the MSNBCs, which try to portray Israel as the ultimate bad guy in this. Remember, it's Hamas that started the war. It's Hamas that caused the early devastation. It's Hamas who killed 1,200 civilians and kidnapped hundreds of others. Hamas did that. Hamas started it. Israel made the decision that they weren't going to deal with this anymore, and they were going to use everything in their power to stop it. In its tracks. End of story. And unfortunately, a large number of civilian casualties have gotten in the way of this. Collateral damage is monstrous in this war, but it's only because Hamas are cowards and they hide behind their women and children. That's it. That's end of story. So Israel has decided to fight that fight, take it to them, and end it. Or at least try to end it by eliminating all of Hamas, because you can't negotiate with this group. They don't want to negotiate with you. The only end that's acceptable for Hamas is a complete destruction of Israel. And that's not going to happen. So there can be no negotiation. All right, we got to take a short break. We'll come right back. Colonel Rob Simmons will join us right after the bottom of the hour. I would keep it here. Colonel Rob Simmons, former CIA agent, is going to dive into the deep end of the pool to break down this, her testimony and the mental acuity of the commander-in-chief. We'll get into that next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced that he will resign from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A judge in Georgia had ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Senator Bernie Sanders is proposing a bill to implement a four-day work week in the U.S. If enacted, the legislation would gradually reduce the threshold for overtime pay from 40 hours to 32 over 4 years. The 32-hour work week act aims to safeguard employee wages and benefits to prevent any loss in pay. Chicago tops the list as the best destination in the U.S. to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. That's pertripping.com. Boston and Philadelphia follow closely in second and third place. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
facilities, our supply chain, food price, because of inflation, through the roof, worst of all, the mRNA, get our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned, America's first company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. They've created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans. Warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use promo code WAR15 at checkout. 15% off at warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15.
All right, welcome back, USA Audio Network. It's a Friday. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. I have a special guest here with me in the studio. His name is Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, former CIA agent, Vietnam veteran, and one of my regulars, one of my mainstays on my morning show. And we're going to get into this her testimony, and Rob's going to tell this story, but he's going to start with, what, folding your laundry? What's up with that?
See, when I'm not busy researching, you know, factual material for the show, I'm doing the laundry, right? And I fold the laundry in the bedroom.
All right.
And in the bedroom, there's a TV. And folding laundry takes a certain amount of time and energy.
Okay.
A certain amount of focus. You know, certain things have to be folded a certain way.
Okay.
And hung up a certain way.
All right.
It's interesting because a man's pants are folded different from a woman's pants. Did you know that?
I'm a terrible folder of clothes. Yeah, so I don't know.
You didn't know that. So anyway, you have to differentiate between male pants and female pants.
I didn't know that. Is that
true? Very, very important.
Okay.
I don't want to get into too many details, but I'm just telling you that's the way
it is.
So to entertain my brain when I'm doing the laundry, I turn on the TV.
Nothing wrong with that.
And here's Robert Herr on TV defending his report. His investigation of whether or not President Biden should be prosecuted for willfully taking classified information out of proper containment facilities over 20 years, by the way, and kind of scattering it around five locations in his home, in a downtown office, in a rental home, sharing the information with a ghostwriter. Hey, look here, I found some secrets in a box. Look, let me read them to you. Hello, what's going on here? Well, long and short of the report was, they're not going to prosecute him. Why are they not going to prosecute him when he willfully removed this material and improperly stored it? I mean, it was in an open box in his garage next to his car.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
How about that? Or in an office shared by the Chinese.
Right.
I mean, by the Chinese. Hey, Mr. Xi, let's see, I got the letter I sent you. It's here somewhere. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's top secret SCI. I'm not supposed to show this to you. Sorry.
Right.
Now you see it. Now you don't. You want to keep it? Okay. Don't tell anybody. And Robert Herr decided that prosecuting this old fool would probably not work because he would present himself, and this is from the report, Biden would likely present himself to a jury as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory.
Yeah.
Well, now here's the irony in all of this. Yeah. We all know that.
Yeah.
It's no surprise.
Right.
It's not like, whoa, eureka. I mean, we talked about it on the show, and he's going to be vice president.
Yeah.
Why did Obama pick that old fool? And then he turns around and runs against Trump out of the basement.
Right.
The old basement routine. Don't let anybody see him.
Right.
And the deterioration since he's become president is pretty obvious. And the deterioration since I knew him as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee back in 1981 to 85, there's just no comparison.
Right.
In those days, he never stuttered. He never shut up.
Right.
You couldn't keep him quiet.
Right.
And he's all over the place. I mean, he wasn't doing great stuff, but he wasn't the way he is now. So in any event, the Herr report decided not to prosecute, but it did lay out some of the problems that he had. And now Robert Herr is brought before a congressional committee so that they can question him about his report. So you didn't watch any of it, right?
I always saw heard the highlights.
Yeah, the interesting thing to me is somebody who spent a fair amount of time in legislatures, both at a state and federal level, is usually one side wants the witness and the other side doesn't.
Yeah.
In this particular case, it was fascinating. Both sides hated him.
Okay.
The liberal Democrats hated him.
Yeah.
Because he told the truth and said Joe Biden's an old fool.
Right.
And, you know, an old fool like that, you're not going to go to jail. They might put him in a congregate care facility somewhere, an old folks home, but he's got all these millions of dollars, so Dr. Jill won't allow that.
Right.
But he's not going to go to jail. He's not going to convince a jury. And besides a jury trial, how long is that going to take?
Don't know.
A year, 2 years, three years? Not going to work. The Republicans were given a gift. Because the gift that Republicans were given was an explanation for non-prosecution that he's really an old fool,
right.
A forgetful old fool, and the Republicans were given a gift. How can a forgetful old fool who's too old and foolish and mentally degraded that they can't even be successfully prosecuted, how can he run the country?
I don't know.
But the Republicans are saying, well, but he willfully removed the classified documents. You're going after Trump, and you're not going after him, and that's not fair. And so Herd is getting it on both sides. Well, I've sat before hundreds of witnesses.
Right.
Hundreds.
Right.
And Robert Herd was one of the top 10 witnesses I have ever heard.
Wow.
so to speak.
Right.
He was great.
Wow.
Unflappable. And so I did a little research on him. He looked Asian, but he didn't look Chinese.
Okay.
When you live in the Far East, you learn sort of the different body types, the different cultures.
Right.
And I wasn't sure whether he was South Asian or Filipino, but he was actually South Korean.
Okay.
South Korean family, his immigrant family. They came here legally, by the way, which is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
And he came here. He was born in New York, but then he went and went to study at Harvard.
Okay.
But this was kind of before Harvard went totally, you know, off the rails. He graduated in 1995, Bachelor of Arts, magna cum laude.
Wow.
Yeah, majored in English and American Literature, then went to King's College, Cambridge. It doesn't say he was a Rhodes Scholar, but, a lot of Rhodes Scholars, they go abroad for a year.
Okay.
But he did it anyway.
Right.
Then he came back, worked for a while, and then he attended Stanford Law School, which is, they say Stanford is the Harvard of the West. Very good school, Stanford.
Sure.
He's executive editor of the Stanford Law Review, et cetera, et cetera. He clerked for Justice William Rehnquist of the Supreme Court from 2002 to 2003. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
Nine.
And our country, how big is our country?
What do you mean?
Yeah, how many people?
Probably 400 million counting illegals.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe 500 million counting illegals. Yeah, so there are nine justices.
Yeah.
So you get to clerk for a justice.
Pretty good.
Pretty cool.
Sure.
Pretty cool. But here's the thing that I took home.
Okay.
Personal life. According to the Washington Post, attorneys of clients prosecuted by her, that is, the clients of that hire attorneys to defend them against him as a prosecutor.
Okay, okay.
This whole range of attorneys who had to go head to head
with Herd.
These attorneys of clients who were prosecuted by him call him a, quote, straight shooter.
Well, okay.
Now, that is amazing.
That is.
Because in that environment, when you're prosecuting and somebody else is defending, it can get rough.
Sure.
It can get dirty.
Yeah.
But they considered him a straight shooter. And that's the way he came across. And every effort made by the Democrats to speak over him and to put words in his mouth, he simply pushed back, even when one female Democrat says, don't talk over me. This is my time.
Oh, God.
Well, wait a minute, honey. You're sitting in a chair at a round table or podium.
Yeah.
And you're sitting in a chair with your name up there, and you're given 3 minutes for your questions. But guess what? It's not your chair, and it's not your time. The chair belongs to the people that elected you, and I need to meet some of them because some of these elected officials are stupid, which means the people that elected them are stupid. And the time is given to you to do the people's business, not to play political patty cake and mess around and mess over the witness and try to insult the witness and put words in his mouth as she continued to do. Well, so you have exonerated him. No, I did not exonerate him. Well, you have said you're not going to prosecute him, so he's exonerated. No, he's not exonerated. He willfully removed classified information over X numbers of years. He's not exonerated. He's guilty of that. But we don't feel his mental acuity is such that a jury is going to convict him and send him to jail because he's an old fool.
Carl Rob Simmons, he joins us. Actually, Rob, let's take a short break. We'll let you wrap this up, talking about the Hur report and his testimony. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer MyTowels, MySlippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Weak and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order. scoreblue.com.
All right, welcome back, USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. Last break, we were chatting with Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, former CIA agent. We held him over because he's got a few more things he wants to get to. And we always love having Rob as part of the show when we're talking specifically about the HER report and its implications on America and the President of the United States. Rob?
Now, let me just finish with an antidote.
Okay.
Is it an antidote? No, an anecdote. Let's have an anecdote.
Not an antidote. That's
like a pill.
You didn't poison him, right? I don't think, right?
I want to do an antidote.
All right.
1981 to 1985, I served on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Okay.
For four of those years, I was staff director of the Senate Intelligence Committee. One of the members, Democrat members of the committee, the junior member, the most junior member, was a guy called Joe Biden.
I heard of him.
Yeah. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee, we oversee the Intelligence Committee, the CIA, the FBI Intelligence Division, the DIA, the intelligence components of the military, the National Security Agency, all of these various organizations that are designed to collect information, and they collect information in ways that involve what we call sensitive sources and methods.
Okay.
Which you don't want to disclose to the enemy.
Yeah.
Because if the enemy knows that a satellite can read a license plate, then they don't want their secret agents to be parking in the parking lot.
Sure.
because, you know, CIA can read it.
Right.
And if the enemy knows that the CIA has a guy in an embassy somewhere, like me, in a foreign country somewhere, like me, talking to people that are ratting them out on things like nuclear bombs and military strategy and all this kind of stuff, they don't want, you know, they're going to neutralize that,
right,
that operation. Sensitive sources and methods. John Chafee initiated a bill and spent 2 years on a bill to protect covert agents like me, people like me,
right,
CIA, overseas, undercover, FBI, covert agents, maybe domestically, but they had to be protected.
Right.
Agent identities bill. Who was the number one opponent of this bill in the Senate?
I think it was Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Who continued to work against it and vote against it, even to the last vote when only five Democrats voted against it?
Mm.
Who was the top guy of the five that voted against it?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. So the point is this. Joe Biden does not give a damn about classification. He does not give a damn about sensitive sources and methods. He doesn't give a damn that he stole top secret documents over 20, 30 years when he was a senator, when he was a vice president, had them in his possession when he was a civilian during the Trump administration, and had them in multiple locations and not secured. He doesn't care a damn about that. And why did he steal these documents out of sensitive, compartmented information facilities like the offices or the hearing rooms of the Senate Intelligence Committee, or even have them delivered to his office and put them in his briefcase and walk out with them? What was his goal? What was his intent? What was he going to do with all of that stuff?
I would say protect himself. Probably there's something in there that doesn't want us to know.
No, that's Trump. That's why Trump took the stuff, because he wanted to be able to tell his story about how he'd been screwed over 4 years. But Biden had a different motive.
What was it?
Money. He had an $8 million book deal. An $8 million book deal. When he left as vice president, there were 4 years he was out there at this $8 million deal, and he was passing this information, pulling it out, and reading it to his ghost writer. What's a ghost writer?
Somebody who writes under a no name.
Yeah, well, but why does Joe Biden have a ghost writer? Why doesn't he write his own book?
He probably can't do it.
No.
Yeah.
But he was good at plagiarizing.
Well, he certainly was.
So,
yes.
So why couldn't he just plagiarize the book? Steal it from other people.
I guess.
Take a book about, I don't know, Roosevelt.
And just change the name.
And just change the name and the dates.
Why did he do that?
Yeah. No, because he's stupid. He's stupid. And he doesn't care. He's entitled. He's been a senator his whole life. He thinks he's a big shot because he's got a funny license plate on his car, and everyone treats him like he's important and special. And he's not. He's a clown, and he's been a clown for a long period of time, and it's finally caught up with him. And we'll have to see how this unfolds. We'll have to see if the American people are so involved in their own selves that they're going to go for another 4 years with this foolish, incompetent person.
There you have it. Colonel Rob Simmons breaking down the incompetence of President of the United States, Joe Biden. All right, Wayne Allen Root has arrived. The stretch limo is here. That means I'm out. He's next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.